In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
So, quick question. Who was happy to see the backside of 2019? Pretty much everybody, yeah. No, I get it. Who woke up January 1st and went, "What happened?" It was hilarious. I was sitting on the couch with Jen and thinking to myself, well, you know, 2019 is over. There's a lot in store for our lives in the upcoming year. I'm really looking forward to 2020 because at times 2019 was just really bad. Really bad. On multiple levels. And I had high hopes for 2020. And then I woke up. And I mean, we've got the death of Soleimani and literally everybody losing their mind. It's like people turned around and said, well, 2019 was bad, but we're going to crank it up a notch. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, how do we survive this? How do we go through this? How do we find hope? And then I got a belated Christmas card from a gentleman that attends the church on Wednesdays, Father Killian. And Father Killian is a member of apparently this Clear Creek Abbey. And Clear Creek Abbey has this letter that they sent out for Christmas. And I read it, and I went, yep, there's the key. So this is what I want you to focus on. Don't worry about who did what or why. Don't worry about wars and rumors of wars. I think we've heard that in Scripture before. Don't worry about politics or anything else. Listen to this letter. Dear friend of Clear Creek Abbey, according to a prominent thinker of the 20th century, Simone Weil, she was not a Catholic Christian, but moving close to the church at the time of her premature death. The beautiful is the experimental proof that the incarnation is possible. If this soul not yet received into the fold of Christ could make such a bold assertion, how much more should the Catholic faithful find in the beauty of creation the traces of God? With the incarnation of the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the supernatural sense of wonder grows even greater as the proof becomes tangible. Here is what the preface for Christmas in the Roman Missal tells us. Pay attention, because this is beautifully worded. For by the mystery of the Word made flesh, the light of thy glory hath shone anew upon the eyes of our mind, so that while we acknowledge him as God, seen by men, we may be drawn by him to the love of things unseen. The letter continues, and this is where it gets really important. Indeed, by beauty, especially the supernatural beauty of Christmas, God draws the faithful away from the distressing spectacle of so much ugliness around us, to the glorious brightness that surrounded the angels and amazed the shepherds on the night of Christmas. On behalf of all monks of Our Lady of Clear Creek Abbey, I extend to each and every one of you our very best wishes for a merry and blessed Christmas and a grace-filled new year of God's divine providence and merciful love showered upon the world. Do you get it? I love that line in here. Distressing spectacle of so much ugliness around us. That's pretty much why we all wanted to see the backside of 2019, isn't it? That was a very timely letter. Even more so, I think, in the situation we find ourselves in, right? Clearly, this ain't going to stop. Unless we choose to stop it. I spoke a bit about the wonder that we come to on Christmas Eve to the church to see the Christmas trees and the flowers and the colors and the beautiful songs and everything else. We do that to honor the one who comes. We do that to commemorate the one who comes. So much more do we need to do that now. So much ugliness around us. And we can focus on that, absolutely. And I can tell you from personal experience, it will make you a very bitter and ugly person. It is a defeatist attitude. It will eat you up inside. It reminds me of actually an old adage that Native Americans have. And it goes something like this. A young boy asked his grandfather one day what the secret to life is, and the grandfather said, "My boy, there are two wolves that fight inside us, one good and one evil. It is a constant struggle of our life." The little boy thought about it for a little bit. He says, "Okay, grandfather, which wolf wins?" He says, "The one you feed, my son. The one you feed." Mind you, that's a paraphrase, that's not exact quotations. But it is very much the one we feed. We can choose to be engaged at all times in worldly things. We can choose to walk around and be offended, be angry, be mistrustful, be hateful, be whatever you want to think about it. And we pass by all the wonder right before our eyes. We pass by the purpose that we go to church. We pass by the purpose that we celebrate Christmas, Lent, Easter, any festal holiday in the church. We pass by it all. We immerse ourselves and swim in that pool of ugliness. And I'm telling you right now, the wolf you feed wins. There is another way. Enter into 2020. Think of them as the roaring 20s yet again. Endeavor to find the supernatural beauty that has been given to us in every way, shape, and form, should we choose to look for it. I know we've talked a lot about Jesus as a refugee, and I've shown you why that's not true, because there would be no reason for a census. We've talked about all of these different things. And they all miss the point. They pass over the supernatural beauty that has been given to us. There's an older gentleman that comes to the church several times a week. Comes in the middle of the night. Very nice guy. Some of you actually saw him Christmas Eve. Or Christmas Day, actually. He came in to sit in the church for a while. And if you talk to him, he says, I love your church. I love that your church is open through the night. I love to come in here and sit in the pew and stare at the altar and be with God. I love the way that it makes me feel and the beauty it possesses. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. We use the church oftentimes as a place to gather on Sundays for worship. But we miss that line from Eucharist that says, "Let us remember to come to the altar not only for solace, but strength as well." How many of you contemplate actually coming to the church during the week, spending a few minutes here? just kind of by yourself? Yeah, I know, I've seen you. See, that's the other secret. I know who does and doesn't. It's kind of my job to know. I spend time here too, for that same reason. It is my escape. It's my refuge. We sit here and celebrate at Christmas the supernatural beauty that has come into the world amidst all of our ugliness. And it is our ugliness. It is not one side's or the other's. Perfection is only found in the perfected. So don't despair of 2020. Seek out that supernatural beauty. Find that peace. Endeavor to spend time with God. Do not worry about the rumors of war, the hatred of mankind. That stuff is always with us. But Christmas is about the better way. Amen.